When pain takes a major hold of life, sometimes it's the oddest things that help. Today, Jane Andrews explores how a little excitement in nature can be the best medicine. This is A Walk in the Park.
Last week at this time, I revealed that I have a chronic pain condition. By no means a medical mystery, 11 specialists later, I have come to accept my situation and find alternative means to minimize pain. Over the summer, I came to discover that sitting on the swing on our dock and watching our dog leap into the lake was not only great exercise for the dog, but a wonderful healing balm for me. No matter how much I wanted to crawl into a hole, I would forget my pain upon seeing her go for as much air as she could before splashing into the water. At the end of the day, there is nothing so calm, cuddly, and affectionate as a well-exercised dog. But what were we going to do when the lake was too cold? There was no way for me to run at her speed, and no way to keep her happy walking at mine. My husband and I needed to find something that would work for both me and the dog. And like the dock in the summertime, it needed to be fun and exhilarating for both of us. After some research, we found the ideal solution, a dog-powered scooter. It's an adult scooter with bicycle wheels, disc brakes, and a seat. On the side is a bar with a harness attachment for the dog to do what they love to do, pull. Because the dog is on the side and not in the front, steering and braking is easily controlled, and the dog is within earshot of encouragement. Knowing how strong our dog is, we also purchased dog boots to protect her feet from salt, gravel, and the massive torque she can't keep from exerting. The result, besides being so cute, is a mutually beneficial arrangement to give her maximum exercise and to give me such a thrill that it supersedes my pain, at least for a time. It puts me out in nature, alongside my dog, connecting in a mutual understanding of our jobs to make the scooter go. And like watching her jump in the lake, it never gets old. When it comes to pain, being outside with joyful distraction is not a bad thing. It's just one way I've learned to cope and to look forward to something that can help.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park, a weekly broadcast by Jane Andrews, brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.